The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the land where all the trains always run on time. This is the worst little podcast in the world, and I'm the Reverend Rory Dowd. With me are my good friends, Mr. Nick Ramirez and Dog Water Dick. Welcome back home to Chewbacca here in the corner.
Yeah.
It's good to see you, buddy. And then, for your auditory ear-bleeding needs... No, not you, intern. We've got Undenied.
Yeah.
Thanks for the beers.
Talking out of our ass.
Freaking intern ruined me right at the clutch moment. Oh, can we get a water?
No, I don't drink beer.
Yeah, I don't drink either.
Yeah, none of us drink.
Bring it over here. I need that.
Quite
nobody
sober rock
drinks.
Band. Yeah, none of you drink.
Are metal bands allowed to not drink?
Can you pass this along?
I know, right?
Yeah, we had too many issues with it, so.
That's
I hear
wow.
That.
They have too many
Yeah, what are you talking about? Yeah, so
I drink selectively.
Dude, only a faggot wouldn't need to drink sometimes, right?
Like you?
Drinking's important, right?
I've been doing a lot more recently. I used to not for a while, and then recently I've just been like, fuck it. And I've just been drinking a lot more.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Welcome home. That's Cameron, the big man behind the keyboards here in Undenied.
I will not be denied. I will be undenied.
That's
my
lyric
beer
in our song.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you, Pabst Blue Ribbon, unofficial sponsor of the Worst Little Podcast.
Thanks for everything.
And thanks to, since you brought it up, the Pinky Polansky and the Aversion Therapy.
Thank you, fellas.
For sponsoring our show, fine show with beers all the time.
Yes. God bless them.
Yes. Check the Pinky link, pinkypolansky.com and aversiontherapy.com.
I doubt that's true.
That's not
but
true.
But I bet Aversion Therapy is available on Facebook.
Yeah,
Reverb Nation.
And J-Day.
They're the... Are they're the fine writers of our theme songs, so we like to give a little spotlight on them.
They're good friends of the
show. These guys are also on ChristianMingle.com. What the fuck are you talking about?
Oh, my God. It's Bizarro Chewy.
Chewy. That was Chewy bitching at Chewy. Yeah.
Yeah. Story of my life.
Well, hi, everybody. Voices. Welcome back to another week of the Worst Little Podcast. It's good to see you. This week, we should be back on track with getting things published on Thursday.
Oh, because you published today's last week's show today, huh?
Yeah.
When you texted me, what's the intern's name? I thought, he's putting that fucking show up today.
You're not supposed to say that in front of him, dick. I'm supposed
he's
to be this,
intern.
Like, all-seeing CEO god type who never forgets anything.
No, he's
anything.
The intern. You're supposed to treat him like he's inhuman.
Yeah, but you're not. You're also not supposed to, like, show my failings in front of him. When I could have just put it on the Facebook group page. No, I texted you in private.
Oh,
you're,
I'm sorry.
You're
Nate,
demoted.
Rory cares about you deeply, and don't ever think that he would forget your name.
All right, so Schmitty there in the booth, you with the bald head and the pipe, cock smoker, Schmitty.
that must be me.
Wow, that was reaching for a long joke.
So that only makes sense to you, Rory. We don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, no, that's why I said reaching. Yeah, that was
boy.
Too bad.
I would like to say to our intern, Nate, that we're pals now. We bonded over roller derby right before the show. It's pretty cool. I liked it.
That
enjoyed
30
it.
Seconds out of your life was the most meaningful he's
no,
ever
I mean,
had.
But, you know, you get to know a fella is hanging around when you're doing a show every week, and then finally it's like, oh, we love roller derby, dude. We got that in common. That's awesome. Besides this stupid show, we have roller derby in common. It's very nice.
I'm glad we got an intern finally.
Just giving the intern props. Sorry, dude. I guess that is not what I'm here to do. What were you going to say, Chewbacca?
I'm happy to have an intern finally.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
That is good.
Yeah,
I am.
The weeks we didn't have one.
Rick
sucked.
Bitches left.
Totally suck.
Oh, it's awesome.
And weeks like today would be. This would have been even worse without an intern.
Oh, nightmare.
Yeah. It'd probably be the best internship of your life, too, pal.
Huh. So far, isn't it great, Nate? Yell off mic.
Ask Spencer how.
Yeah,
it's
you
been.
Can. He can yell off mic. That's acceptable.
That's right. Just
as long as he's like 6 feet away from the microphone at all times.
Who is our other intern? Wait, we had Spencer who...
We had Michelle for one show.
No.
She doesn't count.
She did a good
But
ass
she really
did. Frederick, John Frederick for one show.
Oh, yeah, for one show. We've had several one-show interns.
Yeah.
What was the other guy's name?
Pussies.
you mean our great executive fluffer?
Brock.
Bryce.
Bryce.
Oh,
Bryce.
Bryce
was awesome.
God,
Bryce
you guys
was
are
amazing.
Dicks. I
Bryce
remember
and
Bryce's.
Spencer.
Bryce, you know,
best
Bryce,
two interns
Bryce, you
ever.
Fucking move away and we just forget about you. Right. Like, Spencer came back on the show with his band. What have you done, Bryce?
Right.
Just lived somewhere else.
Oh, I'm going to move out of Reno.
You made me think your name was Brock.
Did he just never correct you on that one?
No, I knew his name was Bryce. I was trying to be funny for the show.
You could have rhymed with that. Wow, this is a weak opening. We're really off.
Yeah,
this
we
week.
Suck. We should. Should we?
What do you want to do, Rick?
Do you introduce the band, or should we get to a song?
Yeah, let's say hi to the band. Hi, band.
What's up, dude?
Hey.
What's
up?
Hey. Hello, real quick, just let's say all your names on mic in order.
I'm Casey.
I'm Ace.
Derek, aka D.
I am Cameron.
I'm Fester.
Is Fester your given name?
No.
No.
That would have been, all right, next time you're on like a real interview on a real radio show, say yes to
yes,
that
it
question.
Is.
You sound a lot more mysterious that way. Do you have a hacksaw in the back of your car?
Not at the moment.
Good answer. I like that. All right. But we'll have a quiz later with more fun questions like that. Hey, guys, thanks for coming on the show this week.
No problem, dude. It's awesome.
Some of your faces look familiar to me. I drink a lot. Excuse me.
Feast.
But definitely glad to have you on the show this week. I want to say, who got a hold of me? You guys got a hold of me.
A friend of ours.
Sexually.
Oh, a mutual friend put us together?
I don't know. They told me to show
Aaron,
up.
Or wasn't Fester.
That,
I'm sorry. Fester. Yeah.
Fester. Yeah, speak
how
up, Fester.
Who handles your online communications
well,
and stuff?
Well, there's a couple of us. We're kind of disorganized.
Yeah. Excellent. That
classic rock
familiar.
Right. It was kind of like fate.
Yeah.
Where
excellent.
It just kind of happened.
Good. Well, I'm glad we've kept in touch and made this happen then.
No,
sure.
We appreciate being on the show.
Yeah, dude.
Excellent.
I like listening to myself talk, man.
You know,
how long have you been listening to each other talk in a small bedroom wearing beer boxes?
About a year.
And you understand the question. You win.
We have been in weirder circumstances than that before.
Considerably.
Yeah.
You have no idea.
Yeah. Oh, man.
So you've been playing at shows about a year or just practicing together for about a year?
You guys
have
been together for a while, right?
Well,
yeah. You've recorded here
There's
before.
Been some change, though,
Aaron
right?
and Casey were like are the original members, so they've been almost this February, right? February,
yeah,
guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, February. They're going on 2 years. I'm probably the newest addition to the band. I've been at 8-9 months now, something like
sure,
that.
Sure, I've lost track.
I know, almost a year.
I'd say you drink a lot, too, but you're also...
No, I smoke very copious amounts of weed, though.
Oh, that'll do it.
Thank
that'll
God.
Do it
we,
yeah.
we smoke very copious amounts of weed.
You guys, okay, well, you stop, though.
You guys been, like,
stop buying it.
How long have you been gigging around town, and which venues have you been playing at?
Wow. Well, I'll kind of tell you. As far as a whole unit, I'd say, 7 months, so the unit you're seeing here, I would have to say, been gigging around town, played all over town.
Out of town as well, actually. We've played The Knit, The Alley, Davidson's Distillery.
We've played Knuckleheads.
Knuckleheads.
Nice. Old Ironsides
Sacramento.
And Sack, yeah.
We're going back to Sac this Friday, or when was it, Friday or Saturday?
It's Friday.
Friday? Sweet, yeah, we're going out
there
Friday
back to Sacramento.
Again.
November 15th.
Yes, and we're hoping to catch another show before our show.
Yeah, dude.
And this one.
Yeah, something. Right.
Last time
to.
We were down there, dude, we straight up watched a chick piss in a dude's mouth in the parking lot.
Yeah. Whoa.
Wow.
Dude,
no,
welcome to the show,
yeah, dude,
brothers.
Hold up. You don't
tell
even
this
give
story.
Any warning?
No. There's really no warning. That's a bitch slapper.
No, but that is the worst little podcast story we need to hear.
All right, so check this out.
Tell him, Kevin.
We played a show at Old Ironsides probably 2 months ago that ThreatCon Radio had us on.
Yeah.
And I remember in the crowd there being this chick with a Testament shirt with these massive, gigantic fake titties.
Yeah.
She, like, just massive test. Yeah, yeah. Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
So, you know, I never actually spoke to her, but I just remember watching her rock out, okay? So we're playing, And we leave, and the next day I get this message from this chick, and she's like, "Hey, I saw your band play." And I was like, "Oh, yeah." And I was like, "Oh, cool, thank you. Buy our album, you know, like, hey, like our shit, like,
yeah.
Tell your friends, you know,
sit on my face."
So we're kind of talking.
Bring your titties back over here.
We're kind of talking, and then it starts getting really weird. She starts sending me like weird photographs and like of her like in a weird outfit made of like cardboard cones that almost looks like a dinosaur or something on like these stilts. Like you know, she was an artist,
like at Burning
Man.
She
was really weird,
or just in her bedroom.
Like it looked not at Burning Man, but it looked like some Burning Man shit, straight up. So we do a show at the Alley like a few weeks later, and I'm sitting there, you know, and I don't feel good. I threw up earlier that day. I'm just waiting to get the show over. All of them just
were
go
you drinking
outside.
Too much, or were you sick?
I was actually sick. Like okay. I was just like, I, like, okay. Like all of them go outside. I'm sitting there at the Alley. I don't know if you've been there.
Yeah, yeah.
Not like, no, you mean the Alley, not like times. Just an
yeah,
alley.
No, yeah, in an alley we were right. Chilling. In the
yeah, which alley? That's what we were which alley are you talking about?
Downtown.
You know, that one alley. But no, there's house. Like there's like the seats that are along the side of the wall, kind of closer to the stage. I was yeah. Sitting right there, and I'm looking, and I see this. I've never spoken to her like verbally, just over Facebook. She came all the way fucking out from Sacramento. I've never met this chick before in my life. And I look up, and then she like makes eye contact with me, and my stomach just like sunk. And I was just like, oh my God, this is like that crazy shit. This is real uh-huh. Happening right now. She runs over to me like, oh my God, hi, how are you?
Just like, is she kind of hot?
No.
But she's not a swamp donkey.
How much
no,
have you been drinking?
Like, no, like she had gigantic fucking fake tits, and then she had very strong features, and like it was almost
was
like
fun.
Braces.
Very right. Braces.
She almost reminds
she's a four and a half.
She a dude.
This is kind of sad.
She
almost
just bored about it. She drove all the way up here.
No, but it was crazy. So all of a sudden, I'm just like, yeah. And I told her the truth. I was all, that's crazy. You came. Like that's the only thing I could say.
Well, so. We do want fans, though. I think it's cool that
it
she came
cool.
From Sacramento.
Yeah, I do.
See
she it, brought
so.
People. She brought people.
I witnessed
Sam Sacramento's
this, though.
Really not that far.
Yeah, so I run outside to go find him. I call him. I'm like, dude, where the fuck are you? And he's like, I'm in the parking lot.
But you got
to
say who this is.
No, this is Ace. I call Ace, you
okay.
Know.
So he calls Ace.
And, I call Ace, and you know, he's like, what's going on? I'm like, you remember that the chick with the tits to me? It's a Testament shirt on that was earlier than the Sacramento show. You know, I was all, she's here right now. And he just starts laughing. He's like, are you fucking joking, dude? And we're like, no. So we're all just kind of playing awkward. It was really awkward. All of us are taking turns just kind of talking to her and shit. And anyways, Sean from ThreatCon Radio was there again and was like, you guys want to come back to Sacramento next week? And we're like, yeah, sure. But then the first thing on my mind is, oh, fuck, this chick's going to be there again.
Testament Big Boobs is
yeah,
going to
be
there.
Gonna
yeah,
it's going to be there. Yeah. So we get there. We're not even there fucking 15 minutes. You know, all of our girlfriends came with us. They drove in the van. So they're all hanging out in the van. We're hanging out by where we load in all of our shit. This chick walks up, the Testament. With some nice. Dude walks up with some dude and just talking to us, making small talk, and then all of a sudden just goes, hey, so yeah, okay, do you want to see me piss in my friend's mouth?
Oh.
Well, yeah, you know, and Ace had to record this part, so she walks up to me and Ace, right? And
you have footage of this?
We have it all on tape.
Oh, yeah. No, but,
oh, yeah. Man.
So me and Ace
can
sat
we
there
post
talking.
That on the podcast? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, send me that link. I will put that
all right,
shit up.
Dude, no, we meant to bring the camera. We forgot
ever.
It.
Yeah,
it is secretly
every
stashed
time,
on my SD card.
Every time I tell the story, I gag. Hold on.
Okay,
so like we're sitting there, and freaking me and Ace, I remember, run back over. They're still talking to crazy Casey and Derek.
No, I had to turn away.
And me and Ace go back over to where our girlfriends are. And so we're like, hey,
mind
so,
if we watch a
yeah,
piss
so,
show?
Yeah, the funniest thing just happened. Like, the crazy chick, because they all knew about the crazy chick from the other instance. And so we're like, she
anyway.
Offered to piss on this dude's mouth. And they're like, oh my God, that fucking bitch. Like, ew, that's disgusting. And we're like, yeah, I know.
Why
so,
would you want to
yeah.
See something
we're
like,
that? We're not asking. Right. We're telling you, we're gonna go watch this. Like, there's no, like, we have to. We have
yeah,
to.
Yeah, when in Rome.
Right.
That's what
well,
about.
If it's gonna happen and I'm in the vicinity, I'm gonna look at that.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Like, there's no.
Like,
so
really,
I see,
that's gonna happen.
I see the other guys. I see the dude and the chick start walking behind this building, and I'm like, oh, I think they're gonna go do it right now. And I see them following, so I'm like, oh shit.
Casey has the camera in his hand the
yeah,
whole time.
Dude.
Right.
No, we're walking over there.
In fairness, you know, you're going over there. You don't expect this to really happen. I mean, come on.
Yeah,
you got to believe that you're going to get gagged or prayed dry. Yeah. Well, I turn the corner. I see toilet paper on the sidewalk. I said, this is real.
On the sidewalk, there's a roll of toilet paper.
So she can wipe for good hygiene.
No. Actually, it was for him.
Yeah. Oh, it was?
She didn't wipe, huh?
And keep in mind, up to this point.
She should probably use baby wipes.
So I'm the one standing there with the camera, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, this should be interesting, right? These guys, up until this point, they never believed me when I said, I'll film anything. I may not partake in it, but I will film it.
So the guy goes over to the car. He's like, hold on, I gotta change my shirt, put on a special I'm gonna get pissed on shirt.
This is not a joke.
And no, this is verbatim what happened. And it was so weird. I look over Ace at one point, and it was almost as if like we were about to engage in a threesome. It was kind of like, so we're really gonna...
We're gonna do this Eiffel Tower.
Exactly. So it was almost like that. Like, so we're really gonna, okay, alright, let's do it. You know,
it's only gay if y'all work it.
And so he fucking lays on the ground. He lays on the ground, fucking sprawled out like a starfish. You know, they flip on the headlights to get more light along the
she's
wall.
She's got
right
a skirt
there.
On.
She's got
a
this
show.
Tiny
it's
fucking
a production
skirt on.
Now.
She's like announcing, like, we're disgusting and filthy, and we don't give a like. She was proud.
Oh, she fucking Allen, right?
That is exactly what she like. She's gonna
like
listen
divine.
To this.
She's divine from Pink Flamingos.
She's
the most disgusting woman on the planet.
She's all, stick a gun in there.
Exactly, dude. Gigi Allen. She was talking about Gigi Allen and shit. So the fact you say that.
Right, she's gonna love that. Yeah.
So, I know who all these people are.
So fucking, she stands over this dude. Casey's just right there, stone faced, just with the camera, just like, and you know, we're all standing back like.
Dude
all
has
sudden,
his head on the curb like
she's
a pillow.
Got a tiny little skirt on, a very tiny skirt on. She stands over and just like an ungodly amount of piss, like a fucking fire hose.
She drank a couple 40s and was holding
the picture she had like 20 minutes ago.
Dude.
Just
exactly. Dude. I thought it was fake. So initially I'm looking, I'm like, how the fuck is she doing that? Like, I thought it was fake. And then I hear gargling. And that's when I start gagging,
dude. This is like the best show. Ever.
It's funny because
that
every
was the filthiest story I've ever heard.
Dude, every time we were just watching the video before we brought it over here, because Heroin Mike had
you guys are
no, no, no. You wanted to relive the magic.
Heroin Mike wanted to see it. So and every time I hear that gargling, like, I don't even watch the video, I just listen to it. And it's fucking funny.
Every time I hear the gargling.
If you listen to it, just listen to it. You don't watch it, you just listen to it and you just what the fuck is that?
When you see it, you're gonna realize.
I'm in.
Whoa,
I'm in.
Dude! I
don't know if Nick will want to watch this video.
I don't want to watch it. I've already watched it in my
you
head,
don't.
And I feel like
you don't need to watch it, dude. You really don't need to watch it.
We tried to get Nick to watch Two Girls One Cup a couple years ago.
I haven't seen it yet.
And he just left the room. He like we couldn't get him to do it.
Sure, that's poop.
This is one girl guy's mouth.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
no cup required.
One girl, he's a toilet.
Yeah. No, he was all proud of it. He tried to come.
He tried to shake my hand.
Yeah,
good
he tried
job,
to shake
bro.
My
I'm
hand.
Like, don't fucking touch
no, I had
me,
a
dude.
Toilet guy. Don't touch me. No, I straight up told him. I said, "Look, bro, I'm not."
I would have shaken your hand, but then you wiped your forehead off.
Dude, I'm not gonna shake your hand.
Did they like get sexually stimulated by this?
I have no idea.
Did he pitch a tent?
I have no idea.
I just wanted to see if one of you was looking at his dick.
No. All I know is when it happened, I was like, this is disgusting. I'm so offended and yet slightly aroused. It's the most horrible thing I've seen,
all
and I can't look away.
Exactly.
My next question, have any of you worked it and watched this video?
No.
Casey has it, and he won't give it up. So.
Dude, she's been hitting me up asking for it. Are you going to post that on the internet? I'm like, you fucking crazy.
Well, hey, we will post it on our
awesome.
Right.
Awesome.
Yeah. Awesome, dude.
It'll
dude,
be a video.
Not
to
safe
a
for
company.
Work. Not we safe not, for anywhere.
Yeah.
We were all just stone-faced the rest of the night, just...
Like well, we had the 1,000 yards.
Yeah, dude,
man.
For the rest of the night.
We've been back from Nam, man.
So you're telling me this girl who loves to piss in dudes' mouths
she'll probably
was
listen
so
to this
turned
show.
On by yes, your music will. That well, she fucking will. Drove her ass up to Reno from Sacramento
yes,
to
yes.
piss in a guy's mouth to
well,
impress you.
Yes.
No, she just well, drove out.
The piss show happened in Sacramento.
A week later, she just came out. She just made her craziness more known by coming all the way to Sacramento.
Right.
And being there. It was just really, really weird.
She was from Reno?
No.
She's back. There were three shows she attended.
Girls from Reno know PR
gotcha.
People.
Yeah.
No. Girls from Reno are sweet.
Yeah. Yes, they do.
Beautiful.
Never mind.
Wow.
We're playing there this weekend, too. I have no idea.
Yeah, he's scared.
You know, maybe 3 for 3 it'll happen the first
time
we were there. Some weird
after
show.
After this, she's
is that,
there.
Now, if she talks about a scat show, I suggest walking away.
Run.
Just walk away from a scat show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if she says, this guy's going to poop in my mouth.
I don't think I want to know.
Oh, my God.
Well, I have
I'm
to
definitely
know now.
Not watching that.
I'm going to pee on this guy's face out of my
butt. Yeah, a scat show is not. And a scat show is not beepity bobbity boobity ba Cosby talk.
It's not Cap Calloway.
I'm just scat.
Yeah.
Well, I draw the line at piss, so if it's a shit show, I'm not in.
So Fester, what was your perspective on this, man? You know,
he liked it.
Well, after she got done doing her thing, she comes around the corner, and I'm like, hey, show me your boobs. And me and her started doing
a
teddy bump, like right after.
Yeah, you guys rubbed boobs.
Did you actually see her titties?
Yeah.
She ripped them out?
Me and her did a test
bump.
They rub boobies.
Yeah.
You guys rub titties together?
Skin on, skin on skin?
I witnessed it.
Yeah. Good. Oh,
did the guy who got peed on fuck her or anything like that?
No, she said, I guess it was just a friend. And apparently after we were done playing, we go out, there's another band going, this chick pissed on some dude. And we're like, she did it multiple times during the night.
Yeah, she did it again.
Like
she did it for our band.
So you just saw the 8 o'clock show, and then there was a 10 o'clock show, and a midnight show. It's really every time you got, you know, sometimes you really got to go.
We caught the matinee.
Yeah, we caught the matinee. Exactly.
Fester is 100% convinced that she is a he.
Yeah,
I am.
It's kind of a.
Whoever.
So you didn't get a low enough camera angle to see what
dude,
was going on.
Dude, that's
no.
That wasn't necessary. We have prior photographs. I think she had a sex change. That's what I think. Yeah, that's kind of what I think.
Gnarly.
All right.
Sorry, Mom.
Hey, how about a song?
Yeah, you guys want to...
Yeah, let's
why
play
don't
a
you
song.
Play some of this music that makes these...
Cam wants out of this conversation
girls
so bad.
I do, dude.
And it was his idea.
If this music really gets me, can I pee in the intern's face?
Yeah.
Do it anyways.
Casey will film it for
film
you.
Film it, please.
Yes. Hey, can we film it?
Why does it not seem dirty when two guys do that?
It's just me? Drunk. It just seems drunk.
It only becomes dirty when you gargle.
Oh, my God.
That's just too much. Gargling.
He did.
True multiple story. Times, and he seemed like he enjoyed it.
He did.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
Some people's kids.
That's somebody's daughter.
I know, that's awful. Yeah. Like,
he's somebody's
or he's
uncle.
Somebody's
you know,
he's
I,
somebody's creepy uncle.
She's somebody's disowned daughter.
Yeah, I hope so. Hope she doesn't even have a dad. That would be awful.
My daddy is the best.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Oh,
perfect.
Riku, you'd never do anything like that, right?
No.
Yeah.
So, by the way, happy Veterans Day.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
After all that, you're going to say happy Veterans Day.
Hey, I figured I'd change it up a little.
I think that chick before she got
hats
the sex
off
change.
To my grandpa, yeah.
Yep.
I think before she got the sex change, she served in Nam.
She's probably 2 years old.
You know, we got to thank the veterans for their, you know, defending our freedom to watch a piss show like that.
Exactly.
Amen.
Exactly.
We can do that here.
Because
we can fucking do that here.
Because
in
of the guys in World War II, Korea,
right.
Shit, we have the internet today.
Right. Yes. You think the Jerrys would have let us piss in each other's mouths if they had won?
Yes.
Right?
Not in public.
Okay. Well,
can't do it. Can't do it in China.
And happy Metal Day.
Yeah.
Happy Metal Day.
Is today like Metal Day?
It is actually
National Metal Day.
Is it really?
Yeah. Nice.
Every day is National Metal Day for me.
That's
awesome. So.
That's awesome.
Sound effect.
Silly.
So it's this one called Cameron?
Yeah, set this up for us.
All right, so...
Are you high right now?
I mean...
Yes.
Yeah. I guess so. What am I doing? Am I announcing the song?
Yes.
All
right! This next one's about those bastards in the White House and how they're trying to disarm the citizens. And that's bullshit.
He's a little bit high.
Yeah,
that was
yeah.
a great song.
This one's called Second Reich Catastrophe.
You guys are fags. But that was really great, right?
Well, coming from you, metal. I'll take that as a compliment.
We are I consider among you my people.
Takes one, yes. No one.
That was much more articulated political thought than most metal.
Thank you.
Yes.
Oh, you gotta admit that was kind of a gay song.
Oh, no. Chewy, Bizarro Chewy.
I said that
it.
About a different song weeks ago. Sorry about that.
It's Bizarro Chewy. He has a mind of his own, Chewy. Fester, you wouldn't know, understand.
Fester doesn't know you're not talking.
So, yeah.
Do you want to do another one, or do you want to?
Yeah, let's do another one. Like immediately.
While we got, yeah.
While
yeah,
we're still okay. warm.
All right, cool. What's this?
This one has a, like this one's an instrumental. Hand. Actually, somebody needs to attach
oh,
the mic.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, and it's pretty crowded in there. You want to try it yourself?
Sure, dude.
So just like pull the power on the mic and it's going to pop on everybody's ears?
Yeah. Right, make it pop.
Goodbye.
Make it pop.
That wasn't that bad. Yeah,
now we don't have to hear from that
There's
chick anymore.
There's a little box underneath the keyboard.
That's what I'm talking about.
Plug it into that little box.
Stick
yeah.
it in that hole.
There you go.
Right?
You're so fast.
You know which end is the female end of the XLR? The one with three holes. Only girls have three holes.
Three whole women make the world go round.
Oh, is it that kind of song?
Yes, it is.
Yes. Okay. You thought that last one was gay. We're going to get super gay now.
They've recently started exploring the world of polka.
Yes.
What is your idea behind this song, Cameron?
I don't have a microphone, but my idea
for this song
Vikings
was, I don't know,
battle.
I was just thinking, you know, maybe try to write something that didn't suck too bad, but I was high as fuck, so.
Well, I don't know, it's always been my dream to write a musical, and this is one of the songs, say it's always been my dream to write like a really heavy metal rock opera thing, and this is one of the songs that was an idea for one of the songs I wanted to use in my rock opera eventually.
A rock opera of doom and destruction.
We're getting gayer by the day.
You're goddamn right. That's exactly correct. I'm a dreamer. Okay?
Well, that's kind of gay. But
let's
right.
go, dreamy.
Vikings killed all the dreamers.
They did.
The Vikings suck.
Vikings suck. All right. We ready to go?
How about the keys?
All right. I don't know. Is that too bad? Is there a way we can get the keys turned up a little in my headphones, yeah. or is that...
Turn it up in the volume.
It's up on
there you go. That's good.
That's good.
That's good.
Is there another one? Do you need a beer?
Sweet.
No, I got one for
you,
though. I
feel like everybody's good there.
Thanks.
All right, let's do this.
Yeah, bust it out.
All right, go.
All right, well, we still have momentum. Let's go. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck.
Flubbo.
Was that good? Did you guys do that right?
No. That's good enough.
We had a flub.
You had a flub.
Aaron had a flub.
I did not have a fucking flub.
Aaron had a flub.
I drew a Viking.
Yeah, well, nice. Good. Then we set the right tone with the song.
There's like the sun shining on him as he kills somebody.
Yeah. As his spirit enters Valhalla.
Right. He's bringing his severed head to, like,
exactly.
To
present
that he was
to Odin.
A warrior.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm just sorry I said the first song was gay.
Oh, shit.
No, that was awesome.
The song is about gun rights, not gay rights.
The flub was
it's now queer.
Same thing.
But can guns marry?
Can guns marry? I married a shotgun to a machine gun.
And that's wrong.
it's at least illegal in most states.
They can't reproduce.
Unless it's buckshot. Can someone explain to me what an AR-15 shotgun is?
Wow.
I didn't think so.
That's fucking deep.
It's a gun. That's like talking about Rick's microphones.
That's
a good
point.
We get bored with that. Let's move on.
I don't know what that
me.
Is.
You guys. Yeah, let's not nerd out on that. Come on. Guns.
That was pretty cool. I was trying to think of like a combination of the word metal and the word waltz. Like, but maltz doesn't sound tough.
It melts together.
Maltz.
Maltz get you drunk, so...
Malt gets
that's
kind
of metal. Malt. Drinking.
You're thinking of malt liquor.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, I was thinking malt of like malted milk malt. No. Like with ice
malt, malt liquor.
Yeah, pretty good.
Which those are pretty good.
I love them.
Spunk drunk.
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah. Just because I haven't already, I'd like to remind you that this next portion of our show is brought to you by our fine sponsors at Reno Computer Fix.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no, everybody drink.
Yeah, no, sponsored by Reno Computer Fix. Every time I say yeah, no, you have to drink. But you guys don't drink.
I am drinking. Still drink.
I am drinking.
Oh, hey, thank you,
Pastor. That explains
check out Reno Computer Fix at renocomputerfix.net. You can find them on South Wells next to the Dandelion Deli. They'll fix all your computer, take care of all your interneting needs. So love those guys, Justin, Ian, and Michelle, and all the interns.
Yeah. Reno Computer Fix.
Thank you, Max.
Yeah.
Do you want the pussy or do you want to be a pussy?
Right.
Words
we
of
want
wisdom.
The pussy.
Words right. of wisdom from Mr. Max Volume.
Rick doesn't want the pussy, but he also doesn't want to be a pussy.
Oh, I want it. I'll just use it for different things.
Oh, okay.
See, what, like oven mitts?
True. No, to lure necklaces? To lure heterosexual penises.
Ah,
great use for a vagina.
So,
right,
works,
right.
Works on me.
Like on a glove.
Like I was with you and then you lost me.
Wait, am I to understand this? Are you like on a mission to convert or something here?
No,
Rick?
No, because they're not fun once they're gay.
He just likes the challenge.
Fabulous.
Rick Spagnuolo, wrecker of anuses.
Good lord. Wrecker of marriages.
I would never. I require a note from the wife.
We'll call him the eight ball destroyer.
Damn.
Needs a song written about him, huh?
No, but like if you see Fester and he's saying that, it's kind of scary.
He goes in and changes this guy's life and like makes him a homo and then he's like bored with him. He's all, now you suck because you're gay like me. Fuck you.
Back to your wife.
Right. I think you've halfway written a song.
That's
right
a song
here,
right there about Rick.
Yeah, we're writing a new song, man. We got to take notes.
I was going to say, you want me to put a riff to that?
The Ballad of the Ballad of Dogwater Dick.
The new song needs a name, you know?
It does.
So where can people find you guys on the interwebs?
Reverb Nation.
Yes, Reverb Nation.
You have Facebook. A lot of songs up there?
We got a whole album.
We got what?
Undenied.
11 or 12 songs? Yeah, we got 12.
12. How do you spell undenied? Yeah.
I'm done. Denied.
Like
UN. Yeah. IED at the end.
Don't fuck it up, man. This is one you don't want to blow.
Yeah, because the 12 people listening to this will drive a lot of traffic to your website.
Right.
UNDIED.
Thank you, Casey.
Go back to school. Dude.
And on Facebook, they are undivided.
Undefined.
Undenied Nevada.
Well, now here's the thing. There's actually Nevada. Two for Facebook.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Well, you have the page that you can go and friend.
Right. And then
and then there's the page that you just
it's like a person.
So the one the one that's our page as if, you know, a person is the Undenied NV. And then the page you go to and like is Undenied 2012.
Which if you're a friend on Undenied NV right now,
this is so simple.
I want to say to you, we got like 2,000 friends on Undenied NV.
Holy
like
shit.
Right, no, but
that's good.
Our
we band, need everybody
but,
over.
But our band page has 441 likes. What the fuck?
Your friend,
how does that work?
Where is everybody?
It means your friends don't really like you.
I mean, right?
It means you gotta tell them to go like your page.
That's exactly
that?
What that is.
Yeah, we tried.
Exactly,
and they don't do it.
No,
that means your friends are lazy.
Yeah,
right.
No, it is. That's really what
it
is.
That's exactly what it is.
Well, but as somebody who uses social media a lot for my job and stuff, your Facebook likes, you know, they amount to squat.
Right.
What really matters is those 2,000 friends you do have on the friend page. You don't, you know, take note of that.
Right.
Those are the people coming to the shows, and that's where you should advertise more. But your likes translate into nothing real.
Nice. Okay.
It's just a
fuck.
It's a meaningless, less than popularity board. But,
damn it.
But
damn
it's a great way of getting the word out. So,
this is true.
It is.
Yeah. It's another tool.
It won't make you money, but it'll make people know where you're at.
So all those things I like didn't really help anybody.
It really more helps with booking.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
just
booking.
Like if people are like, oh, they have 100, they're not that, you know, like that's really what
they
it boils
do.
Down to.
Like the bookers like, totally look at all that shit.
Yeah,
they look
exactly.
at
promoters.
Yeah,
we got to give just a shout out to all the promoters. We love you.
that was
Derek's gonna suck
slightly
your dick.
Facetious.
Well done. No, that was good. I'm a good judge of person. I was
yes.
very
one guy,
and
two assholes.
Like your mom.
Good girl.
No, I mean, really, the whole like you. Thing on Facebook, it doesn't matter to me. I'm doing this. My mom's wonderful words of wisdom was, you know, you'll never get nothing more than a couple free drinks and a whore out of this.
Yeah.
And I was like, perfect. That's what I'm in it for. And then now I'm married.
Or a golden shower.
Now I'm married and I don't drink. So I'm like, what the fuck am I doing this for?
Right, right.
I'm in a
love
in
of
a,
the craft. Man.
I'm in a room with
love
five
the craft.
Six sweaty guys.
No mention of a piss party in that. Right?
I did. I said golden shower. That's what one thing that. I've seen one pair of nasty, gnarly, methed out biker titties and a golden shower.
Wow, that was a story too.
Oh yeah, Davidson.
Oh, meth titties. Let's hear about
that.
Well, just go to Davidson's.
Davidson's Distillery. They're everywhere. There is.
It's like, yeah.
We played at Davidson's Distillery. We were not even there fucking 10 minutes. That seems to be the reoccurring thing.
No, this time.
A wonderful club with fine, upstanding patrons of our community.
Exactly.
Cameron, it wasn't even.
Oh, hell yeah.
Up and coming.
Fuck 10 minutes. It wasn't even 10 seconds, dude. We got out of my truck. We turned around to walk into the front door and bam, bike.
Dude, no, she comes out like, hey, how's it going? And she's just just right in the daylight in the parking lot. I'm like, you are going to get arrested. Like, and she's just totally spun out.
Okay.
And she's rubbing her titties on us and shit. And
home
finally,
means Nevada.
Seriously. And after about 10 minutes, she realized we were the band. She goes, oh, you're the band. Oh, I wouldn't have done that if you weren't the band. And we were like, what the fuck does that have? Like,
that's
so you would do that to a stranger?
Like,
it's incredible.
You're the band.
Cameron,
you got to work for it.
Hey, Cameron.
What's up, dude?
Have you ever given yourself a stranger?
No, I've tried. It just takes too long.
No, man, I watched her doing something else to
no,
a stranger
but she was
in the parking
some
lot.
Dude in the parking lot. And she got ass naked, almost ass naked, wearing a thong.
During
she's
our set,
old,
yeah.
too. She's old and just haggard. Totally nice ass, expensive titties.
Yeah, it was odd.
Just like, it was weird. Like, she had very, very nice breasts.
Right. I have, on a previous podcast, I have a tale of Louisiana where there's this old homeless, methed out chick with these great, beautiful tits and this little 21-year-old hottie who had, like, eggs on a nail, you know, kind of.
Yeah, that's ridiculous, dude. Yeah, man, and fucking, she's just being all crazy. She
Fly
got up
on
the
on
fucking,
windshield.
Oh yeah, the bug on the windshield.
The bug on the windshield.
So she's whipping out her titties and she goes, look, I'm a bug stuck to a window and is smashing her titties like
on the front
on the
door,
window.
Like the glass
and so
door.
I'm filming all of this. I'm like, yes, you are definitely a bug on the window. Okay, let's play. So I put out my fist, you know, like I'm driving. I'm like, okay, so I'm driving, and she just fucking comes up out of nowhere. Just bam. Oh, yep. And there's this nasty fucking hooker.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say there's a second pair of boobies
there was
in this
a,
story.
There was a nasty hooker, just homeless, just like.
Can I have a cigarette?
Yeah, she's like, do you have a cigarette?
I don't think like, she was a hooker because she didn't charge.
Dude, I guess not. But, so she goes, I think I got
I
a
think
nice.
She was cold.
He goes, I think I have a better pair of breasts than she does. And I was like, all right, well, let's see them. She goes, okay. like just wasted. Ah, okay. And starts like slowly, like can't get her shirt off like this, like just
trying to pull it out, dude. Yeah, it was horrible.
Hold on a second. Like, just fucking totally, and then she finally...
He's
she just
doing
like,
a lovely striptease for us.
Yeah, you don't understand. I get into it, man. But she's trying to get her shit off, and then she, like, whips out these nasty fucking titties, dude. And all of them are looking over at me like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? Help us move the equipment.
Like, yeah.
You're like, wait a second. Wait a second.
You know, Rory, those were pretty close to the egg on the nail.
I'm
going to
take one
second.
Yeah, the fried eggs hanging
out
the nail.
Flapjack titties.
Ironed eggs.
Oh, it's crazy. And I guess she burnt herself on a fucking motorcycle.
No, that was the methed out one.
Yeah, that's the same. Yeah. One.
Oh, wait. Well, I thought you meant the ugly boot wall.
Oh, no, no. Yeah,
not the flapjack titties.
No, no.
Oh,
not
okay, not flat.
Titties.
She was too busy going.
Moral
of
the story, you want to see a lot of ugly titties, be in a metal band, right?
I haven't seen any good ones.
Hey, you got to start somewhere.
Spend some time on 4th Street.
That was my first pair of rock and roll boobies.
Yeah, they were... Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I know. Me too. Me too, dude.
Where else are you supposed to wipe your dick at?
Yeah. I'm sorry to hear that. Is it about that time?
It is definitely that time.
Rick, can I get a little music for me?
Motherfucker.
Ladies, gentlemen, boys and girls, it's now time for the worst little quiz in the world. I'm going to ask the band a series of random questions. They're going to answer me, and they will be scored, tested, and judged silently by their peers around them. And maybe out loud, too, if it's really funny. So, are you boys ready to play?
Sure, dude.
Woo!
Yeah. Okay.
Let's see. Where's the
Fester
handy
first.
List? Oh, it's a round-robin. Round-robin
right.
competition.
Do we all answer at once, or?
No, we'll take turns. Okay. I'll
well, you know.
It's not so much a quiz as you guys all just go blow Rick.
No.
I'm going first so he gets off quicker. I don't want to be the last guy in that
show. Yeah, you go.
Like, sorry, man. I've already emptied four times, Fester.
You don't want to work for it.
Keep working.
We'll start with you here, Casey. What's the first album you ever bought?
First album I ever bought. You can make me think about this? Fuck. Actually,
faster.
No, I remember the first album I ever bought was actually Kiss Alive 3.
Nice. All right.
Not
good answer.
Yeah.
Not a bad answer.
I hate
nice. Kiss. Ace?
First album I ever bought on my own money was Def Leppard's Pyromania.
Fuck yeah! Yeah. That's a great answer.
So Def Leppard's okay, but you hate Kiss? What the fuck?
Def Leppard had way
no,
better
both
guitar
of those
players.
Answers were great.
Yeah.
Both were great.
And
thank you.
And a drummer who would eventually go on to only have one arm.
Right.
Yes. D, same question.
That was Metallica, Kill 'Em All.
Fucking
ooh,
great
good
album.
One.
Yeah.
Great album.
Much harder.
Cam?
Getting it right on the first try.
Oh, no. It was Backstreet Boys Millennium.
Yeah.
Winner. Winner.
Can we edit that out?
My next one was Rob Zombie, Hellbilly Deluxe.
It doesn't
awesome.
Matter.
I know.
Don't
I know.
Try to be cool now.
Faster. Faster.
I was Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Hey, solid answer.
Right on. That's Never Mind, right?
Yeah, Never Mind.
I love Cam's honesty.
I'm a lot younger than these guys.
That was the best
Def Leppard,
answer.
Metallica,
I'm a lot younger than all these guys.
Backstreet Boys.
Right. Well, and he is the pretty boy singer with the keyboard.
Yeah, he is.
So.
It all makes sense now.
It does.
love you, Cam.
Yeah.
What is your favorite drunk food, Casey? When you're loaded, what's your favorite thing to eat? End of the night, you need food before you pass out. What's it going to be?
Cock.
Whoa. Rick.
Rick is an acceptable answer.
Faggot.
Pizza.
All right, pizza.
Fucking Jack in the Box.
nice.
Does ugly tacos, dude.
Yeah.
Something about them. They soak up the booze real good.
Gym Boys.
Yeah.
Popular answer.
Yeah.
Cam here.
See it. Jubs.
I usually just get a jar of peanut butter, and then I get honey, and I put the honey on the peanut butter and eat it, and then drink milk.
Whistles for the dog.
peanut butter.
That's like
fucking delicious.
Nothing like bowing down.
Nothing like sweet protein, eh, Cameron?
Toast. I was waiting for him to say protein shake.
And then I have a protein shake. Yeah, that's true.
I'm hammered. I'm going to get some protein.
I still got to take my protein, even though I'm wasted.
Spoon. Faster.
Cheese sticks.
Cheese sticks.
Ooh, cheese sticks.
Fried cheese sticks or like string cheese sticks?
No, like the fried stuff.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Yeah. Good answer. Yeah. When searching the internet for inspiration, what's your favorite search to jerk terms?
Wow, I don't know.
Favorite thing to jerk off.
Wait.
You know, you search big boobs, giant asses,
redheads,
hairy vaginas,
Asian.
Yeah.
You know, snowballing.
I mean, there's so many.
Gang.
What's your go-to?
Two girls, one
my
cup.
My most frequent?
Black guys.
Blondes.
Blondes.
He said blondes.
Blondes, all right. All
good
right.
Answer.
I like that sick, dirty shit. I'm like...
Sick, dirty shit?
Yeah, I'm like, I want to see her pee
shut
now.
Shut up, and he's ever since
he's
I
the one who started that whole pee thing.
I can't get off
just,
anymore.
He just, like, winked at her, and she's all, yep, we're going to go there, brother.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is great, because I'm married, so now you guys are getting me locked out tonight.
Your wife knows you turned off. Don't worry.
Don't worry, she won't listen.
Before you got married,
she'll listen.
She definitely wouldn't listen this far.
You know, I mean,
I masturbate with pictures of my wife.
No, yeah, there you go. No, I like brunettes. If you can say blonde, I can say brunette, so I scored easy. Go ahead.
you guys are lame. I'm going to be specific. Lame. I search for tattooed chubby anal.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I love it.
That's how you get points in this
game. That's what I'm saying.
Fester.
I like searching for Christina piercings.
Christina piercings.
What does that mean?
Is that Christina Aguilera?
No, Christina. I believe it's where they get the hood pierced.
Yep.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Very specific.
Yeah.
I like that answer.
I like that answer as well. And that is, that's a good search.
You're a
term.
Weird fucker.
That
sucks. I'm going to check that out tomorrow.
How often do you masturbate, Casey?
You really want me to answer that?
Yeah, you sure do.
Married man.
Yeah, and funny, that being a married man, although it's a lot worse when you have a newborn kid.
Oh, yeah, shit. You never have any time for that.
Exactly.
Shit.
Yeah. So,
yeah, but you got to do it all the time because she's like, I ain't fucking you, dude.
Yeah, but
that's still as big as a barn. Fuck you, dude.
I'm not ready.
On average, probably around 3 or 4 times a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A young man's answer. A very young man's answer. I like that.
And I'm almost 30. Shit.
That depends. Am I home alone or is there,
you know? Yeah, a general average. You as a man.
Maybe once, twice a day at least.
All right, that's a.
I can't help it. I'm naked. I already got the bubbles going in the shower. I'm thinking,
right?
You know, I'm here. I might as well get it done.
Yes. Yeah, I'm a morning shower guy.
See,
all right, yeah. Part of your regular routine.
It is. Fuck. You know, you got to wake up.
You were showering next to me at the RV park.
I was.
Shower shoes. Fuck. Shower shoes.
I'm the only one who had shower
I wore
shoes,
his.
By the way, yeah. Incentive.
Nutted all over them.
Damn it.
Cam?
You know, it can vary. It depends on if I'm hanging out with my girlfriend or not. But I mean, like...
general.
But, like, general, if I'm, you know... I don't know, anywhere between 4 and 6 times a day.
Whoa.
I have a problem.
A virgin's answer.
I have OCD. It's not that I like porn. It's like I have OCD and can't get my hand away from my dick. I'm like, dude, will you fucking stop already? Like, I can't stop
like
doing
when,
it.
When you do too much cocaine.
It's like Ash's hand in The Evil Dead.
Yeah, exactly.
Suck it off, Tom! I'm going to cut you off with a fucking
I don't even like
chainsaw.
It. Like,
that kid
I don't even
in
enjoy
idle hands.
It. Yeah, yeah. He's like knitting a fucking
sweater. Okay, now any man who says he doesn't enjoy it is fucking lying.
No, it just gets to a point where it's like, I don't need to keep doing it, yet I keep doing it. I'm like, dude, go outside.
Just like cocaine.
You're
exactly.
Addicted.
Just like cocaine.
Exactly,
you're addicted,
dude.
To pornography, maybe.
I honestly think I might be, dude. Yeah.
You know what? You know what I love, though, is that guilty feeling when you're done. You're like, fuck, I did it again.
Yeah, I'm just like, God,
yeah, and I'm kind of proud that I still had some juice in
there. Damn it, I gave myself a toughie.
Like,
I saw
fourth time.
You guys ever seen
Jesus
real
Christ.
Life Japanese tentacle porn? It's wow. actually like a, they fucking build a puppet. Like, it's a fucking, like, and it's real. It's not like a cartoon.
Wow.
He showed me the video. It was quite interesting.
Out of juniper bushes.
Right.
Yikes. Let's next question.
Fester hasn't answered that.
Oh, yeah, Fester.
I'm definitely a once to twice a day.
Are you on mic, Fester?
Yeah, I'm on mic.
Okay.
Oh, there he goes. There he is. All right.
Definitely once or twice a day.
We're going to hurry this up. In all of history, who would you have a fist fight with?
Say that, huh?
All of history, who would you have a fist fight with?
Who would I have a fist fight with?
Who would you pick a fight with in all of history?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Gee, that's nice.
That's a good one.
Jesus would whip your ass.
We've never had that answer before.
Jesus would whip your ass.
Whoop your ass. Jesus would miracle your ass.
He would. He'd be like,
Jesus could have kicked Chuck Norris.
He's all wax on, wax off.
Do they have to be a real person?
All of history, so yes.
All of history.
Yes, real.
Now, is this somebody that, like, because I just want to beat the shit out of him? Well,
I'm going to say himself and moving along to Ace.
Fist fight in all of history. I'd like to fist fight Abraham Lincoln.
I was going to say that. Going to say that.
Mine's fucking
a real popular.
All right.
My shit is a popular answer.
I want to fight Barack Obama.
Oh.
Wow.
Fuck yeah.
Well,
that's actually, strong
first
words.
Time on the show. Watch the fucking windows, man.
First
watch
time
the windows.
On the show.
Watch
our
the door.
Current president. Wow.
Yeah, yes. And then afterwards, right. Barack can go through his own healthcare system.
But just a simple fist fight, not like a fight to the death or nothing like that.
No,
yeah, yeah. There's just getting a tussle on.
I said Oprah. It's pretty much the same.
But in it, behind a bar, crowd of people.
I want to change my answer. I want to change my answer. I'd like to fist fight my wife.
Oh.
And not get in trouble for it.
You know,
that's a caveat with this.
Whoa.
In the back,
she would kick your ass.
I know. I know.
You just upgraded your points there.
I have to change my answer as well because, you know.
You didn't give an answer, so that's good.
You said Jesus Christ.
My dad. Granted, he would still kick my ass.
Your dad in his prime or as he is today?
Either way, he'd still kick my ass.
Are you saying your dad's Jesus Christ, dude?
Cameron.
No.
Oh, okay.
Cameron.
I probably want to fight Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah! Yeah!
So I'd fucking beat that guy's ass, dude.
I would like to watch you fight Ryan Reynolds. Like,
oh, I'm so pretty.
Fester.
I would have to say Mike Tyson because I know my ass would be getting paid for it.
Ooh. Wow.
Good answer.
All right. Smart man.
He's a masochist.
I like your reading.
He wants to get beat up.
Now I'm gonna throw in something new here, a new segment of the quiz here for bands.
Oh, shit.
In your band, you each get to answer this. You could answer it as a group. Yeah, answer this individually, or if it's a unanimous, we'll figure it out. Mm. Most likely to be... This is the name of this part of the quiz. Most likely to be kicked out of a strip club out of all of you.
It's got to be Fester.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah.
No, I was going to say Ace or
Derek.
Derek, if Derek was drinking, Derek would get
I would have to say Derek.
So fast.
Yeah.
I would have to say Derek, and that's only based on personal experience.
Yeah,
All right, who is most likely to be arrested for being drunk in public?
Derek! Derek the legend.
Derek.
Woo! Who is most likely out of all of you to join a cult?
Oh, no.
Join a cult.
Fester.
Fuck it, I'm a follower.
I'm saying Ace.
I think
that's
Cam.
A tough one.
I can think Cam would do it.
I'd say Aaron.
Who out of all of you is most likely to be on Most Wanted?
Derek.
Yeah.
I would have to say Ace.
Derek the cherubic.
I would say Ace.
One is the bad boy.
No. It's Derek.
Ace is the illegal, so it had to be Ace.
Oh, no. I'm legal.
Don't
Dude,
tell
we can't
anybody.
Say that. We can't say
Don't
that.
Tell yeah. anyone.
Who is most likely.
Undocumented immigrant. Sorry.
Artisan. Undocumented artisan. most likely to have an unknown illegitimate child.
Wow.
We can't answer that. We're going to get him in trouble if
most
we answer
that.
Derek
likely
again.
No.
Most likely
Cameron.
To be abducted
I'm
by
saying
aliens.
Cameron, yeah.
Cameron.
Probably me.
Cameron. Look at him. Wouldn't
Cameron
you want to abduct him
two.
And shove something in his ass?
I mean, yeah.
Well.
I'd probe the shit out of him.
And last question, who out of all of you is most likely to go to a donkey show?
All of us.
All three of us right here.
Undenied.
Yeah. Casey would film.
All right, Nick, I'll go to you.
I want Chewbacca to do the rapid fire this week. I miss Chewie, and I just want to hear him talk.
Hi, Chewie.
Hey, what's up?
Do you watch sports?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Shut up.
How's UNR doing?
Fuck
shitty.
You. Fuck yourself.
How's UNLV doing?
Shitty.
All right, go to the questions. Rapid fire. Go.
Elvis or the Beatles?
Elvis.
The Beatles.
I got to say Elvis for my mom. Elvis.
Probably Elvis.
Beatles.
Fester. Beatles from Fester. Okay, go.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Star Trek.
Star Trek. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Star Trek.
All right. Star Trek from Fester. Go.
Orange or green?
Is it green?
Yeah, green always. Green. Unless you're wearing a jacket.
Green.
Green.
All right. Would you rather get beat up or get arrested?
I guess it depends on what I'm getting arrested for, so I'll say
it's
beat
rapid
up.
Rapid fire, Casey.
Beat up.
Beat up.
Beat up.
Thank you.
All right.
Beat up, man.
These guys get it.
Who wins a fist fight, a donkey or a walrus?
The donkey.
The walrus.
Wow, two donkeys right on the same time.
All right. Meth.
Wait, dude, the walrus, man.
Walrus?
Yeah. Okay. The one with the fists.
Meth or Mountain Dew?
Mountain Dew.
Meth.
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 Mountain Dew.
All right. That's pretty even. Pat Benatar or Joan Jett?
I thought he was
Joan
offering.
Joan Jett.
Alice Pat Cooper. Benatar.
Ooh.
Joan Jett.
Joan Jett.
The correct answer is Blondie.
All right. One more. Okay. Puke or diarrhea?
Diarrhea.
I've done both. That's why I stopped drinking. Puke.
Diarrhea.
Definitely diarrhea.
Diarrhea, man.
All right.
Would you rather
ass men?
Would you rather be gay or have red hair?
Gay or ginger?
Ginger well, here.
I guess.
Homophobe.
Dude, I'd rather be gay.
Oh, damn.
Faggot. I think I would too. Yeah.
Well, my hair speaks for itself, so.
AIDS or cancer?
Oh,
wow,
damn.
Easy, go.
Cancer. AIDS.
AIDS. AIDS, yeah.
AIDS, man.
Cancer.
They got cure for AIDS. Yeah.
So if you could live in a world with AIDS or a donkey winning a fist fight with a walrus, only, which would you choose?
Damn.
I'll go with the donkey and the walrus.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'd be betting on that shit. Donkey walrus.
I think a better question would be if you live in a world with AIDS or being perpetually kicked in the balls by a donkey.
Oh, damn.
Dude.
Fuck. Getting kicked by a donkey ain't no joke.
These are brutal.
Right.
AIDS, dude.
Some people are going to have AIDS, dude. I'm sorry.
I'll take AIDS.
There's no treatment available for getting kicked in the balls from a donkey.
All right. That was a fun quiz. I love it when Chewie reads the questions.
I can masturbate without blowing myself.
Coming in last place, Casey, you suck. You're horrible at answering questions. Coming in first place, however, is the big man, Cam.
Yeah.
With a high score of 59 points.
He only scored you that high because you're pretty.
Man, yeah. What the hell? You guys need better shit to make fun of me for, man.
Cameron has a weird growth in his chest.
Well, and I
why?
Did.
Oh, yes. We got to talk about Hambone.
Hambone. All
right, we'll talk about Hambone, then a couple more songs, and that'll be the end of the show, I think.
All right.
Yeah, let's do this.
I have a growth in my nipple.
We got,
yes.
A growth in your nipple.
We're scheduled for 10 more minutes, fellas.
Surgically removed, and we call them Hambone because I'm always fucking with it, and they think that it affects my performance.
Yes, Hambone.
Like, is he supposed to rub it to have a good performance?
No, I just can't stop fucking with it because I'm always just like, I think that it's gonna be gone.
It's a side.
I think that it's gonna go away if I keep touching it. Which
Cameron,
is...
do you ever rub Hambone well, and jerk off at the same time?
I mean, not intentionally. Like, you know, it ended up just kind of happening.
But it has when he with his other hand is just massaging his nipples gently. Massaging. He occasionally rubs Hambone.
Hambone's like, this is bullshit.
It's like got the light coming through the gauze hanging over his princess bed, and he's just lightly touching
bed.
Himself.
I do have one of those
with pretty Brahms playing behind.
Yeah, red satin sheets.
All right, so what do we got here? We set this up. What songs
are you
going to play
for us?
Let's do Sacred Ground.
Yeah.
Sacred Ground. Scratch
this is about holy coffee? Yeah.
All right. Scratch it? Well, we're running out of time.
Is this the Vatican's own coffee blend?
No, this is about...
Sorry.
This is, you know, this is about, how do you put this politely? All you white people that stole this land in the first place, goddammit.
He came up with the idea, and I'm white, and I wrote the lyrics.
Kill
so
the white man. Kill all the white man. I got
kill
you.
Whitey. All white people.
Kill all the white
Aaron,
man.
Aaron, you just get this beat right.
Aaron, just
kill
keep
the
beat
white
right,
man.
Please.
Yeah.
Make sure you do the beat right, all right? No pressure.
Hey, Whitey, beat right.
Slap!
Damn.
Not bad.
Awesome. Fucking Whitey.
Original American.
101st generation, yo. so what do you got next for us? You want to do another one?
Yeah.
We got time?
Strike While the Iron is Hot. Yeah,
let's
this
do
be the
it.
Last song, then we'll say
I
goodbye.
I don't want to do it. All right.
You don't want to do it, pussy? Okay.
All right, this is a ballad. This song is about how a guy broke Cameron's heart one time. Cause
oh, fucking hell.
Rough trick named Steve.
Ham bone. Dude,
I'm
Fuck.
Nick with the slow clap in the middle of the room. Thank you, boys.
Thanks, man.
That was some nice shit right there. So everybody can find you on Reverb Nation and the Facebook. And the next time you're playing is...
November 15th in Sacramento.
This Friday in Sacramento.
Yeah. We're playing in Carson City on Saturday, November 7th with We Predict
right.
a Riot.
December.
What's the venue again?
Awesome.
December. Remedies is the name of the bar.
Remedies.
Remedies in Carson.
On yes. William Street across from the Jack in the Box.
And you never know what kind of show you're going to see with us. There's piss, there's tits, there's
vomit. Carson City, there's going to be a lot of both.
You guys have set the bar high for your show.
The show will have a donkey and a walrus.
Exactly.
I want to see the walrus show.
You know, I bet you love.
Don't they have huge dicks or something?
I bet you do.
But after they bone the girl, then they murder her.
But the best thing about all these great things that happen at our shows, we don't plan a single fucking one of them.
Yeah.
10 minutes in, it always
obviously
happens.
Neither do we.
If anybody wants to show up with some cocaine, that'd be kind of cool.
Oh, but we of course do not endorse anything. Like, no, if you break the law.
We respect the law.
Tap me out, yo.
Carson City, they have a lot of Mountain Dew down there, I heard.
Yeah, there is, dude.
Yeah.
That's another story.
I used to do drugs.
And then I took an arrow to the knee.
I still do drugs, but I used to also.
I still do, but I used to too.
Drugs to me.
So, ladies and gentlemen, once again, this has been another fabulous and exciting week of the worst little podcast in the world. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. Undenied.
We'll send you the piss video.
Send me the piss video.
And Rory, the actual on the recording day is Veterans Day today, and we want to say thank you to all the vets.
Amen.
National Metal Day.
We covered
a metal ban on today.
We covered this in a previous portion of the show.
Any old freelance piss video you guys have, just send it in.
Yeah. Rory at yahoo.com. I'm waiting for
it. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Thank you all. Please check out all the website-y stuff that I mentioned. And don't forget, we're still looking for an intern. Any rate, my name is the Reverend Rory Dowd for Nick Ramirez, Dogwater Dick, and Chewbacca, and the new intern, Bob.
Nate, who likes roller derby.
Life is short. I love you.
I love you, too.
Good night, ladies.
Later.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Can't you act normal?
Dogwater Studios.
Come on, bitch, eat some dog food!
No!